Well, it is a theme week.
Ah.
And so this week I thought we would do a theme week on weird roadside attractions. Now, I've done theme weeks on strange roadside attractions before.
Yeah.
But because I don't know if you know this or not, but the gas prices are kind of high right now.
Oh, I walk everywhere. I had no idea. Yeah, when did this happen?
So I thought that we would keep our weird roadside attractions local to New York State.
Oh, good. Right. Yeah. Keep it close.
Yes.
Keep it close.
So today we're going to talk about the largest roll of Lifesavers.
Oh.
That is right here in the great state of New York.
I can drive there from here?
You can. It is in Governor, New York, which is kind of between the Adirondacks and the Thousand Islands. So it's up north.
Okay. Yeah. Up there. Up there.
But it is the largest roll of Lifesavers, and it's 10 feet long.
Jeez,
this huge roll just there in the town of Governor. And it honors the memory of Governor native and Candy founder Edward J. Noble.
Mr. Noble.
And he would also later go on to found the American Broadcasting Company.
ABC.
Yeah, in 1943.
The television network.
Yes.
Interesting.
From Lifesavers to television.
Wow, he's all over,
yeah. Yeah, so Lifesavers was first created in 1912 by Clarence Crane, who was from Ohio. He had switched from the maple sugar business to the chocolate business the year before, but
he
found that his chocolate sold poorly in the summer because, you know, back then air conditioning was rare.
Right.
And so they melted.
It melted
pretty quick.
Right. Yeah.
So in 1912, he began experimenting with various hard candy formulas. During a trip to buy flavoring extracts at the pharmacy, he noticed their pill making machine.
Yes.
It produced round, flat pills. And he thought that this machine could also be used to create flat, round, summertime peppermints.
There you go, from pills to peppermints.
Yes, yeah. Which was a novel idea at the time because most mints were square and they were also imported.
Oh, imported. Well.
Yes.
Well.
So on a whim, Edward Noble bought a roll of Lifesavers and he quickly approached Crane with ideas on expanding sales with new advertising schemes.
Oh.
But Crane wasn't interested, so he instead decided to sell the rights to Lifesavers to Noble for $2,900. In 1913.
Sounds like a good move.
So Noble started his own candy company and began producing and selling the mints known as Pepo Mint Lifesavers.
Pepo Mint?
Pepo Mint. That was the original
dashes
flavor.
Dashes in there? Pep-O-Mint?
That's right. Pepo Mint.
Pepo Mint.
And over the next 12 years, he turned his investment into a $1.5 million corporation.
Whoa.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
He also began to package the mints into rolls wrapped in tinfoil to keep them from going stale.
Smart.
This process was done by hand until 1919 when machinery was developed by his brother to streamline the process.
Okay. All right. It's good.
So in 1919, six other flavors, Winto Green.
Winto Green.
Clove. Licorice, cinnamon, violet, and chocolate had been developed.
So was it chocolate?
Yes, they all have the O.
Do they really?
In the middle.
Well, that's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
So
these remain the standard flavors until the 1920s. Noble promoted the candy at the cash registers of saloons, cigar stores, drug stores, barbershops, and restaurants. And he encouraged the owners of the establishments to always give customers a nickel in their change. To encourage sales of the 5 cent Lifesavers.
So if I was at the register at the saloon, let's say, I would get a nickel back and then I'd be like, well, look at these. The peppermints is here.
Right.
The licorices.
That's right.
I sound like Forrest Gump when I say that.
Yeah.
Licorices.
Exactly. So their slogan, still only 5 cents, helped Lifesavers to become a favorite treat for children also.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Kids love that. Yeah.
So in 1935, the classic five flavor rolls were introduced, offering a selection of different flavors, including pineapple, lime, orange, cherry, and lemon in each roll.
Mm.
This flavor lineup was unchanged for 70 years until 2003, when three of the flavors were replaced, making the rolls pineapple, cherry, raspberry, watermelon, and blackberry. However, orange was reintroduced and blackberry was dropped not long after. I guess blackberry wasn't a hit. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, when you said blackberry, I thought that sounds good.
Yeah, I know. I thought so too. But they discontinued it. Yeah.
Interesting.
So during the Second World War, other candy manufacturers donated their sugar rations to keep Lifesavers in production so that they could be shared with the armed forces as a tasty reminder of life at home.
Good idea.
And the armed forces packed some 23 million boxes worth of Lifesavers into soldiers' ration kits.
Wow.
Yeah. So a series of mergers and acquisitions by larger companies began in 1956. Wrigley bought Lifesavers as part of a nearly $1.5 billion deal in 2004, and it's currently a property of Mars.
Mars owns it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there he is. Right. When was the last time you had a Lifesaver?
It's been a really long time.
Yeah.
A really long time.
In the summertime, though, they do get a little sticky and tacky to each other. You get to kind of force them apart.
Right.
Okay. Enough of that. You picked out a record to go along with. Are you done, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're still holding your paper.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Usually you put it down.
Sorry.
It's like when you're at a restaurant and you have the menu.
Yeah, you got to put it down so the waitress knows. Yeah.
All right. Well, you picked out a song to go along with the largest roll of Lifesavers, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Peppermint Twist since the original flavor was Peppermint.
Right.
By Joey D and the Starlighters.
All right. Yes, we will. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Joey D and the Starlighters. Peppermint Twist. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about the largest roll of Lifesavers.
Yeah.
As part of our Weird Roadside Attractions New York State Edition.
There you go.
Theme week. And that can be found in Governor New York.
Governor New York. Good luck finding Governor New York, by the way.
Yes.
Okay, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, the largest roll of Lifesavers is 10 feet long.
The classic five-flavor rolls were unchanged for 70 years.
And during World War II, other candy manufacturers donated their sugar rations so Lifesavers could be sent overseas with the armed forces.
It melts. You could do with long shelf life, all those good things.
Yeah.
So our soldiers got a little taste of home.
That's right.
During WW2. It's wonderful. Folks want to learn more about the largest roll of Lifesavers. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You mentioned grape flavor in there somewhere when we were talking about it. And I heard somebody say this last week, and it was so true, I thought. The grape flavor of candy,
mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a grape, like a real grape from nature that tastes like grape candy?
No.
No.
The closest thing is like a Concord grape, I would say.
You'd say, but yeah, it's
but
still,
yeah, it's still different.
It's like somebody just made up this and said, this is going to be grape. We'll make it purple.
Yeah.
And everybody will agree. And then we did. We were all like, yep, that's grape.
Right.
It's candy grape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As long as we're in agreement on that. Come back tomorrow. Will you continue your theme week on Weird Roadside Attractions New York State Edition?
That's right.
Super. It's a mouthful. We'll get to that tomorrow. Come back.
I will.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Speaking of flavors, wild cherries on the way. Devo, Hall & Oates, and we'll check traffic with Melanie Sands and the forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols next on Legends 102.7.